There were three sisters, the oldest, the middle sister, and the baby. It was the time of year when they were to go and fetch snails for cooking. Now, I will just make a little departure here and say that in my household, we have eaten pig's feet. We have had chitlins. We have had hog ears, hog head cheese. We have had all kinds of food, but snails? Somehow, even in the face of eating every part of the hog, snails are bother. Back to the story. The oldest daughter said to her mother, "Mama, please, could she just stay home, the baby, because she doesn't listen to us. And we always get in trouble when she doesn't. So could she just please stay home just this one time?" And the mother said, "No, dear. It's time for her to go and fetch snails, and it's time for you to teach her how to do it. Everything that she has to do, you have to teach her how to do it." "Oh, Mama, please, 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 please," said the middle daughter. "Could she just stay home this one time? Because it's true, she does get us into trouble." Her mother said no. And just about the time that the oldest daughter was going to ask again, her mother gave her the mama look. That look that has your eyes kind of squinted a little bit, and that look that takes your chin down to your neck just enough that when your child looks at you, they know that they have already pushed the limits way too far. So the three sisters went off, and they got down to the edge of the river. When they got down to the edge of the river, the oldest daughter stepped forth. She had her bucket with her, her calabash, and she had it under her arm. She said, "River, I'm asking your permission to go across to the other side so that I can pick snails. And when I find them, I will bring you back a big gift of snails." And the river parted, and she walked over. The second oldest daughter stood at the edge of the river, and she said, "River, my sister has asked you, and now I ask you to let me pass because I will bring you a gift of snails." And the river parted, and she went over. When the youngest of the three got to the edge of the river, she put her hands on her hips and said, "River, I'm here and I'm ready to go across." The river didn't move. She said, "River, did you hear me? I said, I'm here and I'm ready to go cross." The river didn't move. She stomped her little foot and said, "River, if you let me go cross, I'll bring you back a gift of jollof rice, plantain, and chicken." And the river opened, and she went across. The sisters spent a very nice day, and they found bunches and bunches of snails. They had a nice lunch. They sat down and they enjoyed it. And when it was time for them to come back, the oldest went to the river, and she said, "River, thank you for letting me go cross, and as I promised, here is your gift of snails." And she threw the snails into the river. And the second oldest came, and she said, "River, my sister has given you a gift, and now here's mine. Thank you for letting me go cross. Now let me go home." And the river let both of them go. Now the river had been really busy that day. It was already so high that it had reached the edge of the bank, the top of it. It was almost ready to spill over. It had bramble in it. It just had had a really, really difficult day. Miss Such a Much came to the edge of the river. River, I'm back. So let me go cross. The river didn't move. I said, I'm back. Now let me go cross. The river didn't move. Well, Miss Such and Much thought, well, if you won't move, I'll just come on cross anyway. And she stuck her little foot in the river, and the river grabbed it. And the river drug her down, blue, 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 and brought her up again. Blue, 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 river took her down again and brought her up again. To kill me! Help! About that time, some birds were flying over. And the birds were flying low because they had heard this cry for help. They flew low and they looked. And one of them said, isn't that Miss Such a Much? The other one said, Is she in trouble again? Well, you know what we have to do. And the birds flew to her village and told her mother what was going on. The mother came, and she had a covered calabash. And when she came, she threw all of the contents of the calabash into the river. It was chicken and plantain and jollof rice. And the river parted. And the mother went over and got her daughter. And the river held for her to return to the other side. Her daughter was crying.
Mommy! The river tried to kill me!
And her mother comforted her. She said, no, my darling. The river didn't want to kill you. The river wanted to teach you to keep your word.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I know. The mother stroked and comforted her and took her home. Back in the village, she grew with all of the other girls. But that experience had changed her. She was never difficult to deal with in the same way anymore. And she grew into womanhood. She grew so wise as a young woman that it is said she was invited to join the women on the Wise Council. One day when that young woman came down to the edge of the river, when she often did, she was sitting there on a rock. And she watched as three young girls came down to the edge of the river. She watched as the oldest one went over, and as the second one went over. And she watched as the third one went to the river, and she worked her shoulders and put her hands on her hip and stomped her foot. She quickly moved from her rock to that little girl, and she brought the little girl over and said to her things that we're not sure of. But she talked with her for a good long time. And when the little girl went back to the river, she spoke to it. And when she spoke to the river, it parted and let her through. When those little girls came back, all three of them got through the river pretty good. They say that that wise woman gave birth to many, many wise women, and that those women moved to places all over the world, and that they are the women that young girls will turn to in classrooms, at churches, in camps. Those are the women who sit at the table and make bread and teach lessons. Those are the women who were given the lessons of the river.